Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with John McTernan. And he has spotted something so phenomenal. It appears as though every time there are three things that occur in the United States of America, there are horrific ramifications, from earthquakes to the stock market going down to even impeachments. And the three phenomena are abortion. Any time that there is a pro-abortion activity, there is a consequence, and it's so, it's not abstract. I mean, it's like within 24 hours. Every time there is something to do with pro-homosexuality, a judgment of some sort occurs. And the third thing is Israel. Every time the United States does something against Israel, some sort of a judgment occurs. And you know, if it happened once or twice, that would be phenomenal. But John McTernan, you're the one that first showed me about it. And I'm going to tell you something. You're probably aware of it. But now that I've seen this phenomena, I just ripped out of USA Today. This was dated January 11th, and it was so phenomenal. On one side of the front page, it's a picture of Bush offers to meet Abbas, the new head of the Palestinians. And on the same front page, it says, California rocked by storm. How did you, now, again, if this was just one time, I could say coincidence, but every time. When did you first become aware of this phenomena?
Sid, a long time ago now, 1987, goes back to almost 20 years.
Tell me the circumstances.
Sid, I had been watching the news. It was a Sunday evening, and they were reporting on the, at that point, the largest homosexual gathering probably in world history. In Washington, D.C., there were about 500,000 homosexuals, and they were marching for homosexual rights and things like that. And I never thought that the Holy God of Israel would be offended, Sid, at this. I wasn't aware it was happening. It kind of upset me. I got up, I turned the TV off. That following week, and I know that your background is in stocks and all that,
right. You
probably remember the big crash in 1987.
There have been several.
But the big one in 1987. The market melted the five business days following that meeting. Then the following Monday was the big crash, where it fell 508 points in one day. And I was watching TV again in my living room, and the announcer's voice was quivering, and his lip was quivering like this. And he said, could this be the beginning of a new depression? And when he said those words, instantly, not in my ears, but in my inner man, I heard God's voice, just like we're talking now, Sid. I heard, it was like a roar almost. And he said that this stock market crash was directly connected to the homosexual event, and that a curse was coming on America, and that I didn't fear him. And then I had
Wait,
this...
Well, what do you have to do with it? I mean, you're minding your own business, watching television.
Yeah, but I claim to know the Lord as my Savior. And I had a vision of going back to the week before and watching the event in Washington. And he showed me that if I really feared him, when I saw that event, I would have gotten down on my knees and cried out for mercy on the land. But I didn't. I didn't do it because I didn't think God would judge us for it. And he said, this is what I heard in my inner man, that the church in general didn't fear him, and the United States was naked and open before him in judgment. So I literally fell down on the floor in front of the TV and repented that I didn't have a fear of the Lord. If you had asked me before that, Sid, I'd say, oh, yes, I fear the Lord. But I didn't really truly know what it is to fear the Lord when it comes to sin.
Now, give me an example of an abortion rally that you saw a tie-in.
Well, Sid, we all know, almost everybody knows about the World Series in 1989 and the earthquake that took place during the World Series game.
Of course. Right. That's a good way to pinpoint
it. Right. That's one that almost 20 years later, still everybody remembers. What they don't know was the day before, there was the largest pro-abortion rally in California history. 70,000 people marched in San Francisco for abortion rights. They were celebrating a major decision in Florida and a major Supreme Court decision about pro-abortion rights. City Hall, San Francisco, was the center of this march. Within 24 hours after that march, that great earthquake hit San Francisco, and City Hall, Sid, was knocked, well, it wasn't knocked down, but it was closed for 10 years. It took them 10 years to rebuild City Hall from the damage done by that earthquake, and that was the center of the pro-abortion march.
Israel, the third category. Give me an example.
Oh, Sid, there's so many. Hurricane Andrew. I mean, that is the greatest natural disaster to this day ever to hit the United States. Approximately $30 to $40 billion. 180,000 people homeless as a result of it. In Florida, another 25,000 in Louisiana. Businesses, whole areas. Sid, the meteorologists describe Hurricane Andrew as a 28-mile-wide tornado. Hmm. Can you imagine that? Winds for 200 miles an hour for like 28 miles. When you look at a map, it leveled a 28-mile segment of Florida from the Atlantic over to the Gulf.
Okay, what was the cause that most people don't know?
Isn't this interesting? The Madrid peace process, which was initiated in October of 1991 by President Bush Sr., a year later, well, less than a year later, it was transferred to the United States. They met for the first time for the purpose on our soil of dividing Israel, the covenant land. That was the whole purpose of the Madrid peace process. That was 4 hours. They met 4 hours after Hurricane Andrew had gone through Florida. The greatest natural disaster ever hit the United States occurred just hours before, not even days, weeks, or months. Hours, 4 hours before they met on our soil for the purpose of carving up the nation of Israel.
Again, if this was a one-time occurrence, it would mean nothing. But this is an occurrence that happens like clockwork, even to the point of directly hitting with a natural disaster former President Bush's house in Kennebunkport, Maine. We'll be right back after this word. Hello, Sid Roth, the investigative reporter here with John McTernan, and I've been pointing out a phenomenon that so few, I wish every newscaster in the world would understand this phenomenon. Every time that there is a pro-abortion, pro-homosexuality, or anti-Israel stance in the United States of America, there is what my guest John McTernan calls a warning judgment. Either the stock market goes way down, or there is a storm, not just a storm. Do you remember the movie, The Perfect Storm? Tell me about that phenomenon.
Well, Sid, this is, in recent times, this is where it begins with Israel. October 31st, 1991, when President Bush Sr. initiated the Madrid peace process in Madrid, Spain. And if you remember back that far, it's getting to be a long way now, but the president brought Israel, Egypt, the Palestinians, and Syria to the negotiating table, and that's where the term land for peace comes from, where Israel was going to give up the covenant land, according to the scriptures. It's called the West Bank, but the Bible calls it Judea and Samaria.
Well, why is God so upset on dividing up the land of Israel?
Because that land has a direct connection to his prophetic plan for the second coming of the Lord and for the salvation of mankind. It is directly associated, directly connected with his prophetic plan.
So tell me about this perfect story.
Well, the President of the United States is in Madrid, Spain, initiating the Madrid peace process, which we just described. The very day, Sid, not, again, these things that you're describing don't happen, it isn't something like a week or month away from an event and you kind of twist it to fit it. It's same day occurrences, like you read from that article. On the very day that he's in Madrid, Spain, initiating the Madrid peace process, what was called a perfect storm had formed a couple days before in the North Atlantic. Sid, when was the last time you heard of a hurricane forming off Nova Scotia in October?
It's kind of not the way science says it's supposed
right,
to be.
Sid. Right, so hurricanes form in warm water. Like in July and August and September, and they come from the south and go south west and end up going, you know, northeast. This one came from the northeast and went southwest, and it went 1,000 miles the wrong way. It was the most powerful storm ever recorded, Sid. It generated waves in the Atlantic Ocean between 120 and 150 feet high. Can you imagine that? Hmm. Never have they, as a storm, had this power. It came the wrong way 1,000 miles. It never hit directly. The eye never hit the coast of the United States, but it was offshore, and it sent 30-foot waves against the coast. And the president has a home in Maine, Kennebunkport, Maine. And that storm, at the same time he's initiating a plan to touch the land of Israel, that storm touched his home, sent 30-foot waves against his home. And when he came back from Madrid, he had to spend 2 days in Kennebunkport overseeing the rebuilding of his home. So while he was touching the covenant land of Israel, his very own home was being touched by what's called a perfect storm and a freakish weather pattern that the meteorologists say only develops once every 100, 200 years. They've made a movie out of it.
Former head of the Palestinian people, Arafat.
Yes.
I'm amazed at, it seems as though every time he comes to the United States, there's a problem in reference to if he's coming to negotiate about Israel. Explain.
Sid, in my book, I have recorded 14 instances where Yasser Arafat came to the United States, and then one occasion when President Clinton met him in Gaza for the purpose of carving up the nation of Israel. Every one of those occurrences, either a hurricane hit, massive tornado storms that are recorded as some of the worst tornado storms ever recorded, the presidential scandal began while he was waiting to meet with Yasser Arafat. The sex scandal broke, and then while he was meeting Arafat in Gaza, he was impeached. On the same day, Sid. Isn't that amazing? Like months later, but on the same day. Stock market crashes. I heard one investor once, I was showing the stock market what happens when Arafat was coming, and he said, we should get ready to sell, you know, before he comes. They would follow the stock market because Arafat would come, because you'd see record falls like the day before he came, the day he was here, and the day after, the stock market would just fall. Massive forest fires, Sid. Floods, massive flooding would occur. Record floods in Texas comes to mind when Arafat came. So every time Yasser Arafat set foot on the United States soil for the purpose of carving up the nation of Israel, an awesome disaster occurred, Sid.
So how come you? How come you're the one that spotted this? I mean, it's so like clockwork. Now that I'm tipped off, I see this.
Yeah, you can see it yourself.
Anyone can see
right.
it. I mean, on this
right.
front page of USA
right.
Today,
right.
on the same page, these two things.
Yeah, and you notice it was just for President Bush to meet with Abbas. Record storms. In 120 years of record keeping, they were the worst storms ever hit California, Sid. And they were occurring while the Palestinians were voting for Abbas, and then President Bush makes that statement. He invites him to come to the White House. So I think, Sid, we should all be on our knees if he does come to set foot on our soil. We should all be on our knees before the Lord because of the things that could happen to this country. The track record is laid, Sid. And the warning has been set. You just read it front page. God's not hiding it.
I'm speaking to John McTernan right now, and he's right. I mean, we're coming into some crunchy times. Wait till you see what happens to those that are anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic in America. Be right back after this. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with John McTernan, who's discussing an amazing phenomenon. Within 24 hours of someone doing something against Israel, or pro-homosexual, or pro-abortion, there are major warning judgments that happen. And if it happened once or twice, I'd say coincidence. 3 or 4, coincidence. 10 or 11, coincidence. But how many times have these things happened since you've been charting it?
With Israel alone, I'm saying about 45 to 50. And we're not talking about weekend thunderstorms, Sid. We're talking about massive hurricanes and earthquakes and stock market crashes and powerful tornado storms that tear up, you know, states.
Now, you said you really wanted me to see this newspaper article here. Tell me about it.
Sid, in the 19th, I've gone back now to the 1930s to make this correlation between touching Israel and judgments on America. In the 1930s, Sid, in Long Island, New York, the Nazis set up headquarters. This is like sort of a hidden thing in America now.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that.
Yeah, it's called Camp Siegfried, a 60-acre estate in Long Island, New York. And Sid, doesn't this sound funny? Or not funny, but strange? The headquarters of the Nazi Party outside of Berlin was Camp Siegfried in New York. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
They were setting up chapters all over the world. They were going into Canada. They were going into Central America. They had 70 chapters in the United States. Sid, in 1937, I can give you the date, July 14th, 1937, there were 40,000 Nazis meeting at Camp Siegfried on Long Island. 40,000. They rented entire trains to go from Penn Station in New York to take all the Nazis out to Long Island. Isn't that amazing?
I've never heard of that outside of you telling me about it.
Well, right. This has like all been kind of suppressed. But what has happened, Sid, I'm able to make a correlation with the Nazi headquarters. And by the way, on the map of the Nazi headquarters, you will see, this is still the map for today, Adolf Hitler Street. Can you, Sid, I'm serious. I want your viewers to see this map with Adolf Hitler Street, Hermann Göring Street, and Joseph Goebbels. This is still the official map in the United States. We have Adolf Hitler Street.
Does it still exist today?
Yeah, it still exists officially. If you go there today, I believe it's called Oak Street. If you buy property, the deed says Adolf Hitler Street.
So what happened to all of them?
Well, after the war, you're talking about the judgment from
yes.
God. Well, what happened, Sid, in 1938, this tremendous hurricane came up the coast of the United States. And they didn't have the sophisticated equipment that we have today to monitor the hurricanes. And historically, all hurricanes turned out to sea when it came up the coast. This one here did not, Sid. It, because of meteorological reasons, it went straight north towards New England. But in the way of New England is Long Island. This hurricane, the eye of the hurricane was 50 miles wide. And as the hurricane began to come towards Long Island, it accelerated to 70 miles an hour. Now, not the wind, but the eye movement was 70 miles an hour, the fastest hurricane ever recorded. No one knew it was coming, Sid, because everybody thought it was heading out to the ocean. As it approached Long Island, eyewitnesses thought a mist was coming, but it was a 30-foot wall of water. It hit Long Island, New York so hard that it registered on Richter scales. It registered 4.5. They thought an earthquake had hit New York City. The very epicenter, the lowest barometric pressure, was called Bellport, New York, 27.9. It's very low. The next town above it, Sid, is guess what? Yaphank, New York, with the Nazi headquarters. That hit, the force of it, Sid, the power of that hurricane, the eye of it went directly over Adolf Hitler Street. And it's at the same time, look at the headings here from the Providence Journal from 1938. As you can see, it said 251 dead, actually 1,000. The hurricane killed 1,000. Today, if you would have put in our dollars, it would rank with Hurricane Andrew with the destruction of it. It hit New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine were all devastated by this hurricane. It was a curse. As the Nazis were trying to take root in the United States, this incredible hurricane hit their very headquarters. And you could see what it says in the newspaper, Hitler gives checks 7 days to bow. This is when the world, including the United States, turned their back on Czechoslovakia and gave it to Hitler. It happened at the exact time that great hurricane of 1938 was going over the Adolf Hitler Street here in the United States.
Let's fast forward a little bit. Let's suppose that the United States is the chief power broker in a Palestinian state. Based on what you know, what effect will that have on the United States?
Sid, I believe God is warned already. He's telegraphing it. I believe that he may remove us as a world power, Sid.
It's that serious.
Yes, it's that serious, Sid. Because Israel is at the very heart of God's prophetic plan. And he'll only allow the interference with Israel for so long, Sid, and then he'll have to remove that pressure that's doing it. And I believe that right now the United States is the great superpower, but in a very short time, if we're continuing to pressure Israel like this, that he very well may break that power.
Well, John McTiernan stated that all of the end time activity that God has in store has to do with the land of Israel, and that anyone that touches Israel, there is a warning judgment yes. that comes from God. But I see something even deeper than that. You see, it says in the book of Ephesians that Jesus came to break down the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. It's as if Christians have a special presence from God, and Jewish people have a special presence from God, and there's been a separation between the two. What would happen if these two powerful anointings came together in Jesus, Yeshua, the King of the Jews? It's called, Paul calls this, life from the dead. And I see the deeper, under the surface thing that the devil is trying to do is to divide Jews and Gentiles. Who is the only people group that will stand up for Jewish people when the whole world, and according to the Bible, this will happen, the whole world turns against the Jewish people and the nation Israel? It's going to be Christians. But I see this as the finest hour for the body of Messiah. It's called the glorious congregation, because when the Jew and Gentile come together as one new man, the Messiah of Israel's true body, it says that the glory will invade the presence of the believers. And wherever believers go, God's glory is going to go. And God's glory is going to splash on people. And they are going to be like John repented of, in repentance of a holy God. We're going to see people coming to know God, Jews and Gentiles. It's going to, God's always moved on the Jew first. And before this great last move of God's Spirit is going to move on Jewish people, and the spiritual scales are going to come off of our eyes. And there's going to be a release of healing, of miracles, of, as the world gets worse and worse, the glory of God will be on His church, on His congregation. That's why the devil's fighting this so hard. But make sure you're on the right side of the fence on those three issues.